This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God knows our heart, no matter the circumstance. And sometimes I can be hard on myself when I believe as though I have fallen short. It's that classic case of, I know better, yet I still am not doing better. But I was comforted after reading Rahab's story on just how much God values our heart. And so as you may recall, Rahab was a prostitute. And as Joshua set out to conquer the town of Jericho, he sent two spies in advance. And Rahab hid these spies. And while they were in her home, she began talking with them about their God. And she said, I've heard all about your God, both of heaven and earth. She was talking so compassionately with them about their God, it was almost as if she wanted their God to now become her God. Well, about a month later, Joshua would return to conquer the entire town of Jericho, yet Rahab and her family were spared. And so it just inspired me because not only did God know Rahab's heart, he knew when she had a change of heart. And so that's what he rewarded her on, despite her falling short, despite her lifestyle. And so her story has encouraged me to cling to these words. And so here they are, and I hope they inspire you too. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. Psalm 139:2. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, be encouraged that ultimately God values your heart.